Our 2010 Juno preview continues on Top of the Charts, talking with nominees and performers. Joining us now is Ian DeSaw from Billy Talent. Hey there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good,
all right. So, you know, the Junos are a few days away. The group is once again nominated for four nominations this year, actually. They are, what are they again? Group of the Year, Album of the Year, Single of the Year?
Single of the Year and Rock Album
Rock
of the
Album,
Year.
That's right. So tell me why a Juno nom is such a big deal to a Canadian band. Billy Talent has won six Junos, is that right?
Yeah, we've won six so far. It's a big nod from I guess the Canadian industry, which is, you know, fairly small when you think about it, in terms of, you know, most of the industry is based in Toronto, and then there's, you know, there's Montreal and Vancouver as well, but I think it's really important because it's the industry is really small in the country, and once you do get a nod like this, it kind of it really puts you on the map in the country.
And, well, that's the thing. So the band's been around since 1990, is it 1993?
Since 93, yeah.
93. And there's been, you know, a lot of changes. Tell me, almost going back to the beginning, and I know there's a long history, sort of like one band met up with guys from another band, and then the go ahead, tell the story, because it's kind of...
Well, we all met in high school in 1993. Literally, we were, you know, 16, 17 years old playing in high school cover bands, and the other guys were in a band, and I was in one band, and our band started playing together, and once their band broke up, our bands kind of just they were like, hey, what are you doing? And basically we kind of formed our own band together.
And the name Billy Talent came from where?
Billy Talent came from a movie called Hardcore Logo, which is a Canadian film about Bruce McDonald, video director and a film director, but it's basically about a band that tours the country and it reunites after 20 years. Fictional punk band, and the guitar player's name is Billy Talent.
Got it. All right. So that's the interesting thing is that, you know, this band started from just doing it as a hobby for fun and now making it big time. And, you know, that's something that let's sort of set the scene here. You know, let's say there's a group out there right now. They met in school. They get together to jam in the basement. They want to make it big. I mean, what advice could you offer up to them? What are some do's and don'ts, seeing as, you know, you've done it already?
Well, for us, it was from 93 till about 99. We went under a name called Pez, and the reason we changed the name is because there was another group called Pez, and they sent us the lawyer sent us a cease and desist email saying change the name, so that's why we changed the name. But those years were really formative for us because we learned how to, you know, we put all the hard work in trying to get club gigs in the city and make friends with other bands and things like that and find our identity as a band. And so those years are really formative in the sense of those are all the legwork years. And then by the time the early 2000s came about, you know, the band had really started, we changed the name and we really started taking seriously what we're doing and wanting to actually do this for a living and get a record deal and things like that. I think the key to what, you know, what we did was persistence, obviously, being in a band for 17 years now. And then really figuring out what our sound was supposed to be instead of being very scattered. Like in the early days, we were, you know, trying out a number of different styles and things like that. We really focused in on what kind of music do you want to play, how do we write the best songs as we can, and just basically playing shows as much as we could.
So some do's and don'ts. What did you learn the hard way?
I guess do's is really... I guess write as many songs as you can, but don't go record them all and release like a full length independent CD, because it's really important. When we used to do that in the late 90s, and then we decided not to do that anymore when we met Gavin Brown, and he basically would help us demo a bunch of songs, and he would always say, pick the best four songs that you guys have and go demo those and come up with, like, you know, do your little indie four-song CD. And he goes, that's what you should shop around or send around to people in the industry or record labels, indie labels, or major labels. And I think that's one of the best ideas ever, because what they're getting, they're not sitting there with a stack of 12 songs that have, you know, 8 songs that are filler and 4 songs that are okay. In the end, they get 4 of the best songs, and that's all they hear. It's basically like showing, you're always just showing the best side of your band without showing any of the filler songs you may have, which are unnecessary.
I guess one of the big things, too, is to use the internet. I mean, there's so many ways to be seen and heard. You almost want to suggest whoring yourself out there. Put audio, put video everywhere you can to get noticed. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I mean, like, when our band was getting noticed, like, we didn't even have a MySpace page, because MySpace wasn't around back then. But, looking at it now, what we've done with our band is, we've got a Facebook page, we've got MySpace. We put up demos and things like that. But the band is already kind of established. But even for a new band, I think it's great to, you know, get noticed on MySpace. Put up your songs. But once again, don't put up the filler songs, or don't put up your entire 12 song catalog of whatever, your full record or whatever. Just put up the 4 best ones, because that's what people are going to be listening to. And if people, you know, go to your MySpace page and listen to 4 amazing tunes, and they'll be talking about it.
And then really the bottom line is, you know, making it in the music business isn't as easy as going on American Idol or anything like that. It takes work, especially when you're doing it on your own.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about winning a contest, or there's no rock and roll college to go to. So everything you're doing it on your own. And that's another thing that what we learned was patience is a virtue in this industry as well. From 93 to 99, you know, that was a long time of us trying to get somewhere, spinning our wheels, thinking, oh, this is going to happen, getting bummed out, almost breaking up. And we just kept going after that. We just kept the dream alive and kept putting out, you know, demos. And eventually happened is your band's just going to get better and better and better